You're standing in the kitchen, explaining for the third time this week why it matters that the bills get paid on time. Your partner stares at you with that familiar glazed expression, and you realize with a sinking feeling that they haven't heard a word. This person who once hung on your every sentence now seems to inhabit a different universe entirely. The attentive lover who planned surprise dates and remembered every detail you shared has been replaced by someone who can't remember conversations from this morning. You've become the nag you swore you'd never be. They've become the disappointment they never meant to become. And neither of you understands how you arrived at this painful place. For countless couples, this bewildering transformation has an invisible architect, ADHD. What makes this condition particularly insidious in relationships is that it operates silently, reshaping the dynamics between two people who genuinely love each other but can't seem to stop hurting one another. The gap between intention and impact grows wider each day, and traditional relationship advice, communicate better, spend quality time together, show more appreciation, falls flat because it doesn't address the neurological reality creating the problem. Remember when your relationship felt effortless? Your ADHD partner was fully present, planning adventures, showering you with attention. That intensity wasn't performance. It was genuine hyperfocus, the ADHD brain's response to novelty and excitement. You provided exactly what an ADHD brain craves: unpredictability, emotional intensity, and the thrill of discovery. But hyperfocus was never sustainable. As daily responsibilities accumulated, groceries, bills, household maintenance, the novelty faded. The ADHD brain, no longer receiving that dopamine rush, naturally shifted focus elsewhere. Meanwhile, you interpreted this shift as personal rejection. Why do work projects or hobbies now receive the attention that once belonged to you? This creates devastating misunderstanding. You see indifference where there's neurological challenge. Your partner sees unfair criticism where you're experiencing genuine abandonment. You're both trapped in a neurological mismatch that neither fully understands. People with ADHD are nearly twice as likely to divorce, with 58% of ADHD-affected relationships considered clinically dysfunctional. These statistics don't reflect character. They reflect what happens when ADHD symptoms go unrecognized and untreated. Nothing destroys romantic relationships faster than the gradual transformation from partners into partner and child. This shift happens incrementally. You remind your partner about appointments, take over the bills after late fees, handle all social scheduling. Each accommodation makes sense alone, but collectively, they transform you from equal partner into household manager while your spouse becomes increasingly dependent. The emotional toll is staggering. You feel like you're drowning in responsibilities while being criticized for being too controlling. Your partner feels infantilized, hearing echoes of every disappointed teacher from their past. The shame becomes paralyzing. Why try when nothing seems good enough? Outside observers see only the surface: the fun ADHD spouse who seems easygoing, and the uptight non-ADHD spouse who seems perpetually cranky. Friends don't realize that behind closed doors, you're managing everything from groceries to mortgage payments. In advanced stages, exhausted partners may resort to cutting remarks: "Why can't you do anything right?" These statements echo criticisms the ADHD partner has heard throughout their life. Breaking this pattern requires both partners to recognize their roles. The ADHD partner must take full ownership of managing symptoms and developing systems. The non-ADHD partner must stop overcompensating, allowing their spouse to experience natural consequences rather than constantly rescuing them. This recalibration feels terrifying, but it's the only path back to partnership. For people with ADHD, time exists in only two states: now and not now. One person described it as looking through a paper towel tube moving along a timeline, seeing only what's immediately visible while everything else disappears into blurriness. This creates constant relationship friction. Important conversations from yesterday exist in not now and may be genuinely forgotten, not because they didn't matter, but because they've slipped into that foggy realm. Future commitments also live in not now until they suddenly become urgent emergencies. Then there's time optimism, the ADHD brain's consistent underestimation of how long tasks require. A quick 5-minute email check expands into 30 minutes as interesting tangents emerge. This isn't intentional deception. Their brain genuinely perceives these activities as taking far less time than they actually do. For partners who value punctuality, this time blindness feels like deliberate disrespect. When your spouse arrives 30 minutes late to your anniversary dinner, it's hard not to interpret that as, this relationship doesn't matter. Effective strategies include building buffer time into estimates, creating emotionally neutral reminder systems, using timers and visual cues, and breaking tasks into smaller chunks. Picture reading a book in a crowded park. Most brains automatically filter out children playing, dogs barking, and traffic noise, letting you focus on the words. This filtering happens unconsciously, creating a hierarchy where your book receives primary attention while everything else fades to background static. Now imagine that same park, except every sound, movement, and sensation demands equal attention. The children's laughter, the dog's bark, the couple's conversation, the wind on your skin, tomorrow's meeting, a childhood memory, all competing simultaneously with no automatic prioritization. This is information processing with ADHD. Everything arrives flat, demanding equal attention, creating a perpetually noisy brain. One person described it as having a library with no filing system. Another likened it to watching 5 TV channels simultaneously while someone else controls the remote. This explains why ADHD partners may seem to ignore their spouses when they're actually struggling to filter competing stimuli. Your voice competes with the refrigerator's hum, intrusive work thoughts, and an uncomfortable chair, all demanding equal attention. This also explains why conversations seem to go everywhere at once. ADHD brains make rapid-fire connections between topics that don't follow linear paths. Weekend plans branch into childhood memories and work projects because these thoughts hold equal weight, creating associations invisible to others but perfectly logical within their processing system. Neither processing style is inherently superior. Non-ADHD brains excel at organization and sequential processing. ADHD brains often thrive in creative or high adrenaline environments, emergency response, artistic endeavors, innovation, noticing subtle connections others miss. Understanding these differences helps couples develop practical strategies. Create quiet spaces for important conversations. Use written lists to maintain focus. Establish signal systems to redirect wandering attention. These approaches respect neurological reality rather than fighting against it. The real destruction in ADHD relationships comes from the symptom-response-response cycle. An ADHD symptom occurs: forgetting an anniversary, leaving tasks unfinished, arriving late. The non-ADHD partner responds with hurt and anger, interpreting forgetfulness as not caring. The ADHD partner reacts defensively, feeling misunderstood and attacked for something they struggle to control. Each round adds damage. The non-ADHD partner becomes hypervigilant, collecting evidence of negligence. The ADHD partner feels increasingly hopeless and may withdraw or develop paralyzing anxiety. Breaking this cycle requires both partners to recognize their roles. The ADHD partner must acknowledge how symptoms impact the relationship and take responsibility through treatment, organizational systems, and consistent effort, setting multiple reminders, creating shared calendars, establishing regular check-ins. The non-ADHD partner must separate the symptom from the person, responding to forgetfulness as a neurological manifestation rather than a character flaw. Success comes from celebrating improvements rather than expecting perfection, developing shared strategies, and maintaining open communication that replaces destructive patterns with constructive interactions. Healing an ADHD-damaged relationship requires trying differently, not harder. Success needs 3 elements: physical interventions, medication, exercise, diet, sleep, behavioral changes, reminders, ADHD-tailored systems, and new interaction strategies. Research shows combined approaches outperform single methods, with over 70% of patients benefiting from medication without major side effects. Effective communication demands specialized techniques. Learning conversations provide structure. One partner speaks briefly, the other repeats what they heard without commentary, ensuring processing before responding. Validation, acknowledging your partner's perspective makes sense from their viewpoint, proves particularly powerful. Verbal cues interrupt repetitive conversations before escalation. Boundaries protect individual autonomy while acknowledging interdependence. Define your core values rather than controlling your spouse. Living consistently with your boundaries brings fulfillment. Rebuilding romance means understanding connection isn't about grand gestures, but mindful attention. New activities together, even 7 minutes, have immediate positive effects. Start with non-threatening physical connection, like hand-holding or scheduled cuddle time without sexual pressure. Transformation means creating a relationship where both partners feel valued despite differences. Replace criticism with curiosity, control with collaboration, resentment with respect. With proper knowledge, treatment, and commitment, you can build something genuinely thriving, a relationship where neurological differences become sources of strength.